Good morning, everyone. Big show today. Great guest. 9:05, we talk with Kerry Lake, former news anchor at Fox 10 for years and years, and was really someone, you know, one of the town's favorite and best anchors, in my opinion, in a very long time. Running for governor here in Arizona after leaving the profession, and I'm looking so forward to talking to Kerry at 9:05 about her run for the governor's office and her time here in the Valley as an anchor. It should be an interesting conversation. But at 9:35, where we're starting the show is we are going to talk about Michael Crow, over Dr. Michael Crow, ASU, and what he's doing there. It's incredible. What's happening at ASU is they have now got a policy that they're putting in place that is going to require masks. Dear students, as previously communicated on February 15th, we're returning to learning mode one in the fall. They say, as we continue preparation, we are writing to remind you of the university's expectations. The vaccine is currently widely available, so they are expected to be fully vaccinated 2 weeks prior to the first day of classes on August 19th. Once vaccinated, they should upload proof of vaccination to their health portal. ASU will accept all COVID-19 vaccines that are approved with the World Health Organization. Unvaccinated students or those who do not share their status will be required to submit a daily health check, participate in twice weekly COVID-19 testing, wear face covers in all indoor and outdoor spaces on ASU campuses. Fully vaccinated students who consent to share their status will not be required to submit daily health check, participate, wear masks. Any student may continue to wear face coverings if they wish, and everyone is encouraged to wear face covers in crowded areas and venues. So they this is from Joanne Vogel, the vice president of student services. The governor has responded to this, and the governor has responded pretty strongly against this policy. This is bad policy with no basis in public health. Even the Biden administration has been more reasonable. Governor Ducey, the vaccine works. The vaccine is a choice. This policy is socially engineered at its engineering at its worst. Health policy should be based on science, not virtue signaling. In America, freedom wins. So there's a number of tweets from the governor in this regard. The governor saying that he will get an executive order out to fight this and try to get the legislature to make it permanent in law. So we will talk with Michael Crow, with Dr. Crow, just after 9:30 this morning, about 9:35. And it should be an interesting conversation. I've had Dr. Crow on a number of times. And the way Arizona State University handled COVID-19 was what kind of led the way for protocols in Arizona in businesses and major institutions reopening, because they did an excellent job of curbing COVID-19. And I'm surprised at this policy being as strict and as strong as it is. And there has been a huge backlash, and I'm looking forward to. And again, I think it's great that Dr. Crow is going to come on the show and talk openly about the policy, why they're doing it. And I have a few questions for Dr. Crow specifically about this. And it's going to be interesting. And what is fascinating about this is it does seem to go against a lot of what has been recommended by the scientists. We've known for a very long time. Well, it seems like a long time. We've known for quite a while now that outdoor mask wearing does no good, that there's no need for it outdoors. And that was policy. That was a policy shift. And we've also heard that if you're fully vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask. What's interesting about that is we also know that we've been told that the vaccine prevents you from getting it or giving it or carrying it. And this is an age group, that 20 to 44 year old age group. In this case, it's a mixture for the most part on ASU's campus of the under 20 crowd, because you enter college at about 18 normally. There are some exceptions, but 18 years old, 18 to 22 years old, which is the lowest chance of infection, lowest chance of hospitalization, and lowest chance of death of anyone. Now, the 20 to 44 year old age group, which some of these kids fit into, I say kids, some of these young people fit into, they are in the group that has the highest rate of spread of COVID-19. But if they're vaccinated or not vaccinated, how do you ask people to submit these documents? Our public school system, and the public school system has a waiver for parents that don't vaccinate their children, admitting that they're taking the risk. You're talking about young adults here. And I think this is going too far, is my opinion. But I'm always welcoming the clarification from Dr. Crow. Again, the reason why I would say that I am going to give him a benefit of the doubt of this policy to start with is because of the exemplary job it looked like ASU did with curbing COVID-19 and getting through the semester with very low cases and managing it very well, with a combination of some in-person classes and some people on campus. But when you're looking, first of all, the hot summer months, we know that the virus doesn't live well in the heat, number one. But all of the indicators are that we're in a much better place than we were before. And young people are at the least risk for all of this. It seems like this is the tightest restriction we've seen. Will it be the same for faculty as it is for the student body? All great questions. But if you know, Arizona State University in enrollment is one of the biggest universities in the nation. I believe them and Ohio State trade, you know, back and forth once in a while with highest enrollment for a state university. So they have a huge, huge enrollment. And this is going to affect so many people. I've had a number of ASU students reach out to me that I know have reached out to me and asked if we were going to talk about this. And absolutely, I think this is the biggest story of the day. When everybody else seems to be loosening restrictions, when we are watching schools and school districts not even close to this kind of protocol, for them to be doing this on ASU's campus, the mindset behind this is something I think is going to be great to talk about. And when we look at this at face value, it seems to go so very far. How many parents that are paying for their kids' college education and have them enrolled at ASU are now between a rock and a hard place? You don't want to give up your status. You don't want to get vaccinated. And now you're going to be restricted. Not just are you going to have to wear masks everywhere you go, but you're going to have to submit yourself to COVID testing twice a week and do daily health reports. It seems like they are coercing students into relenting and getting a vaccine. And I've never thought that that's the way to behave. I've been very clear about the fact that I'm vaccinated and I did it because it was the right choice for me to make. That's why I did it. But I have never, ever called anybody out that refuses. I've never called anybody out that doesn't. I have made sure that we've been very clear that I think it is such a personal choice. But I also don't, I don't mean this in a callous way, but I don't care if you're vaccinated or not because I am. So I should be protected. According to what the statistics are saying, 90% effective in preventing COVID-19 and 100% effective in preventing serious illness if I were to contract COVID-19 in spite of the fact that I've been vaccinated. So with that in mind, I'm not worried about anyone. I feel like I've done what I was asked to do from the very beginning of this pandemic. And I think most of this echoes what most people feel. The frustration that people feel right now is, there are people that relented, but they didn't necessarily agree. I was one of those that went along. It was a very stressful time for so many people. People losing lives and people losing businesses and losing their homes and losing everything because of the economic impact of COVID-19 and the protocols that were put in place. So I did not want to rock the boat and start pushing back. I just did what the community needed me to do or wanted me to do. I went along. I wore a mask when I was asked. But once they changed in the CDC, once I was fully vaccinated, I'm no longer going to take it when it's not necessary. And so I'm anxious to hear what Dr. Crow has to say, how they came up with this policy, and about his meeting with the governor, because I know that the governor and him met over a week ago or about a week ago, and they talked about this very possibility of a policy, why they went forward with it. So it should be an interesting conversation at 9:35. In a moment, we talk about the audit. Election auditing is almost done with the counting part of this, but what's going to happen next? We'll talk about all of it next.
Strong values and strong opinions. The Mike Broomhead Show. KTAR News, 92.3 FM and the KTAR News app.
Hey, thanks for being here. 30 minutes from right now, Kerry Lake joins us, former Fox 10 anchor and now gubernatorial candidate here in the state of Arizona. Really looking forward to talking to Kerry. Let's talk about the recount. There are now more rumors flying around, and so we're going to talk a little bit about what's happening. Number one, we know what they've done from the beginning of this, chasing down what they called rumors and myths. Not me, not my words, their words. I've been pretty vocal about my opposition to a lot of these things. And I had a conversation yesterday with Lori Roberts over at the Arizona Republic. And I've had a lot of respect for Lori for a long time. We don't always agree. As a matter of fact, we disagree probably half the time on some things. But she's always been very respectful. I've had her on the show before. I had her on my show before, not here at KTAR, but I've had her on the show before, and a very thoughtful person. And so she wanted to write from my perspective and spent a lot of time talking to me about what I thought. And I thought she was fair in what she wrote in the Arizona Republic this morning. A couple of things that I want to point out that are happening. I don't know of anyone, personally, I don't know of anyone that is trying to damage the character of the people in the middle of this audit that are doing it for the right reasons. What I mean by that is I've not heard people, elected officials or otherwise, certainly not me, have I gone after the character or mentality of Senator Fan, of Ken Bennett, of Randy Pullen, or anybody else. I have some friends that are down at the audit. And I say friends, there are people that I truly admire, people that I like, that are down there counting ballots, that are volunteering their time to get involved in this. And I've never gone after them in any way, shape, manner, or form, never accused them of taking anything or doing anything nefarious or wrong. But if you look at the people, maybe not involved directly with the audit, but the supporters of the audit, America's audit, by the way, hashtag America's audit, which I think was a little bit self-serving, they're going after anybody that disagrees with them. And there's a problem with that. The County Board of Supervisors, in the piece that was written by Lori Roberts, I mentioned by name Clint Hickman with Hickman Egg Farms, and he's also one of the supervisors. And I've gotten to know him over the years, and he's a good guy. And he's been a diehard conservative Republican for as long as I've known him, and that's what he was known for. But because they push back on anything to do with the audit, not only are they someone that's a traitor to their party, but they're criminals on top of it. They have been accused of felonies by people who have absolutely no proof that that's the truth. Steve Chukri, also a member of the County Board of Supervisors, head of the Arizona Restaurant Association, another guy, die-hard conservative Republican, but dared be a part of the County Board of Supervisors pushing back on anybody putting their hands on the secret ballots of the people of Maricopa County. I would think, I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, who you are, I would think if you want to put your hands on the ballots of the people, that you should have a really high threshold, and the gatekeepers of those ballots should be the county recorder and the county board of supervisors. There should be a really high standard before you're allowed to touch those ballots. And a court came to them and said you had to, they turned them over. Well, I know that someone just sent me a picture of a sign that says arrest Chukri. We know that there's a guy that put up a YouTube video from another state threatening Clint Hickman that he was coming to Arizona to arrest him, a citizen's arrest. And I laughed because I thought the guy was just hysterical saying what he did and saying that he was going to arrest Clint and take him where? He's not taking him to the Maricopa County Jail. Where is he taking him? To YouTube jail? So to me, it was funny. But to the Hickman family, it's not funny. When that guy and a bunch of other people show up, over 100 people show up at your house and you've got your family inside and all you're doing is your job, this has gone too far. When you go to someone and you have signs professionally printed up so that when Steve Chukri drives to an event that he's agreed that he would speak about where his stance is and have a reasonable conversation, that you put signs in the ground as he's driving in that say arrest Chukri, you've gone too far. This is why, this is one of the main reasons why this audit looks contrived, like it already had a predisposed idea of what the conclusion was going to be. And why some of the people involved with it are conspiracy theorists. This is your doing. You want Clint Hickman arrested. You want Steve Chukri arrested. You probably want the sheriff arrested. You want anybody that's you want the governor recalled because he certified the election. Something's got to be done to slow down what you're doing. People are allowed to disagree with you. People are allowed to say what you're doing isn't right. What you're doing is doing it the wrong way. People have a right to disagree with you. and it's gone too far. In a moment, Gatos joins me. It's the Big Q poll question of the day. And then we are going to talk with Carrie Lake, former anchor at Fox 10 here in town and now governor or gubernatorial candidate. All that's coming up next.
The Gatos Big Q poll question, brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers.
Good morning, Gatos.
Are you clearing your throat?
Yeah, I just did. I had a Peter Brady moment there.
What's the matter? You got a little button. You turn your microphone off.
I didn't
off.
Know what was happening until I started to speak. Listen,
how unprofessional. Goodness, Grit.
Did you? When was the last time you expected professionalism from either one of us?
Never.
Okay.
Yeah, that's because I never get disappointed because we're never professional.
You know what? My key to success is low expectations.
Of course. Of course. You think the people listening to this show and my show think the same thing? I expect nothing from these people.
I tell everybody that listens to this show it's worth every penny they pay for it.
That's right. We're completely free. And no one would buy it.
Right. Exactly right.
Hey, is it 118 out yet or no? I haven't gone outside.
No, I just keep looking at my car to see if it's going to burst into flames because it's black. So I just keep waiting to see if it's going to burst into flames today.
You see all the smoke from the fire and the haze that's in the valley?
That's part of the reason with my throat. I got allergies pretty bad, and I can't take antihistamine. So I've been sneezing and wheezing like a fool for the last 24 hours.
Yeah, this is not good for air quality, I would guess.
It's not. It isn't.
Oh.
What do you got for a good cue? I was going to say, what do you got for a question?
Here we go. ASU this fall, if you are a vaccinated student, life returns to normal. If you're unvaccinated, you'll be tested twice a week and must wear a mask. Is this fair? Yes or no? I know you're going to have Crow on. I love this. I think this is great. It's a choice. Everybody talks about having a choice. You know, do you want the vaccine? Well, it's a choice. Okay, great. Well, if you get the vaccine, life kind of goes back to normal. But if you don't get the vaccine, you have to wear a mask and jump through a few hoops. I don't mind that. I think Crow's trying to keep the kids safe. And I think it's a good policy. I know Ducey hated it, but Ducey knows nothing about keeping anyone safe. So I'm going to side with Crow on this one all day long.
And I am in the opposite side of that because I think when you're telling kids they got to fill out a daily health report, you got to get tested twice a week, and you have to wear a mask everywhere, you're not leaving them much of a choice.
Well, sure you are. You can leave. You can go to another university if you want.
That's not much of a choice.
Sure it is. Everything's a choice. I can choose to get the vaccine.
You're right.
I don't think it's a fair choice. You don't think so?
No.
I think the U of A is going to do the same thing. I think most colleges are going to do the same thing. I think that if you don't have the vaccine, you're probably going to either not be on campus or you're going to have to kind of jump through hoops. But
they're not a danger to anybody that's been vaccinated.
Yeah, but, you know, the only way to get rid of this thing is to get vaccinated. And I think in close proximity, you've got, you know, people who live together. And I think Crow is saying, listen, we're going to be a vaccinated school. And if you don't necessarily like that, you can choose to wear a mask or you can choose to leave.
And I might agree with you if it were a private university or a private school. But since it's a land-grant university that's paid for with our tax dollars, I disagree that we can do something like this. I think the government's
going
too far.
Stop making sense.
you've never accused me of that before.
Well, there's always time. Maybe it's the smog in the air. I've inhaled too much smoke.
When are you going to release your prediction for the next round of the playoffs?
As soon as the Suns get their opponent. So it's what, 2-2 Utah and Clippers. So. Yep. As soon as it happens, you'll be the second person to know.
All right. Well, I appreciate the question, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow.
All right. See you, Mike.
Thanks, man. The Gatos PQ poll question today brought to you by your Valley Toyota dealers. In a moment, we get to Carrie Lake.